Why was it said, Noi Deina Makaperis? They have to know about it, they can't use it. Shlo Yarn, with the people should not say, Mizbech Eichel Gezelis. It's not right that if we knew it was stolen, so Vashas, we're using it, we know we're using a korban that was stolen, that's no good. Midirabonis a knas, we don't want people to say, our kosher, no, our Torah Dikim Mizbech is eating something that's gezel. That we don't want. So Moses says, Mishleim, the Yudah says, only knas, and it's only chattis. It says, a chattis on, yeah, Rabbi Yudah, my year a chattis, if you don't want nami, so let me boy come. The boy Yudah, the call, if you chattis, nami, the nami. The chel of Adamu, the soul of Adam is there. We the kind of Machulay, if you don't want to go to Slayach, is there. All right, we'll go to this last thing again. You hold enough moon hay in my base. Again, in the middle of the Shiloh, the Mishnah says that if you have a korban chattis that was a gezula, so it says this man, if the rabbin do not know about it, it's a loch mismachaperis, we could use it. If they tikkun oilam. So more brought down as a machloikis that Uli says midiraisa, it's not mechaperis, because yish is not koina, it's only midirabon that it's good. Rashi says also, shevi atas, it's okay. And Uli, Rabbi Yudah says no, Rabbi Yudah said yish is koina, midiraisa, it's good. It's only midrabbonin that if they know about the korban, you're not supposed to bring it. Because people will say, the mizbech is eating gezelos. So most of this, take a look. Bishlei mu'ula, hainu detoni chattis. According to Ula that holds midirais, it's no good. That's why it says chattis, that since the reason why we let the korban go through is because the kahanim are going to feel bad about it, they're not going to have what to eat, and therefore we let the korban go through. But Ola, Mashenka, my Korban Ola, since the Kahanim don't receive anything, then they won't feel bad, so a Korban Ola we would not let go through. Ela, the Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Shit holds Midiraisa. The Korban is good, Yish is Koina, even though it was stolen, still Yish is Koina. So Midiraisa, the Korban should be good. So Mayiri Chattis, what is the Mishnah that said Alochas by Chattis? Afilu Ola Nama, the same Alochas applied by Korban Ola. That the Mazid, we should have said they can't bring it. Because of this taina, we don't want people to say the mizbech is eating zelus, but b'shoyg it should be kosher. So Moses says true, but I'll tell you, lo mi boy koma. Not only this, even that. Lo mi boy ola. Not only korban ola. The koluhi that the whole thing is burnt on the mizbech. Maybe that's why we should not let it go through. Because then people will say the mizbech is eating zelus. Ela filo chatas, even a korban chatas nami. The chel of Adam, who does all gabi mizbech? The korban chatas, the only thing that goes on the mizbech is only the chel of Adam. If either of the rest of the meat, kana machile, the kana meat it. So I would have thought to say maybe people won't talk so much that the mizbech is eating zelus. After the walk, even so, no goes on a bonus to medic zero. Shelo yermu mizbech echel zelus. They don't want people should say the mizbech is eating zelus. So that's why the Mishnah says that. Be mazed with, I mean, if people knew about it, that this korban was gezula, we don't let them bring it. Even though midiraisa yish is kain and really the kegdish is chal, but midrabbanan though, we don't want people to say the mizbech is eating zelus. So now, we learn like this. Our Mishnah says, al chattis ha-gzula. If you have the korban, chattis that was stolen. There was a stolen animal that the person was matish. So, shlo noidlo rabbim, the people did not know about it, the kahanim did not know about it, b'shas they brought it. Shimechateris. Hadamayis said, "Is mechaperis? The old one does not have to bring another one. Mifnei tikkun mizbeach. It's a takana. Like we said, we don't want the kana to feel bad. They won't bring more karbonis. So mishen tikkun mizbeach. Rabbanan said, let it go through. The kapara is good. So vishloim meliyula nicha. According to it's very good. It says midi raisi yish is not kaino. See, midi raisi the carbon is no good. It's only midi rabbanan that it's good. You need a tikkun oilam. Elul the Rav Yehuda ibchem miborle. According to Rav Yehuda, should be just the opposite. The view those midi raisi yish is kaino." So if I can't, you have to have a reason why the mezid is no good, not a reason why b'shoigig it is good. So Moses says, "Hachi na mikom mistake true." According to you, this is the way you should learn. Loi noida mechaperis. If the oilam did not know that it was stolen, then the kapara is good. Noida, but if the kahanim knew that this korban was a stolen korban, ain't mechaperis. Then they cannot use it. If they did, the korban is no good. Do you know why? If they think it is beach. The reason why, if we know it was gezula, we can't use it, not because midirais it's possible, but rather, midirais it's good, because yish is kind of. But it's only midirabonin, though, mishim tikkun ha-mizbech, we don't want people to say, the mizbech is eating things that were stolen. Moser Rav, Rav asked a question like this. It says, ganif, gonaf v'higdish. If you stole somebody's, let's say, shor, and then you were makdish it, v'yachakach tofach, and then you shechted it, Umachr, or you sold it to somebody else. So Lachr is Mishan Tashlumi Kefal, but the Einoi Mishan Tashlumi Abov Chamisha. You have to pay Kefal because you stole it. A Ganav has to pay that twice. That is Lachr, if you sell it afterwards or you shecht it, you have to pay Dal Vehei. That's only if the animal still belongs to the owner. But here that you will mark the shit on Hegdish is no din Dal Vehei. See, apart from Dal Vehei. The Tonya Lobu learned on this halachia though, Bachut ki hagavna. Let's say you stole an animal, and then you were makdish it. So it's hegdish. Now, if you shech this animal outside the Mizbeach, Einish Chorus, it's called a regular Shchut Echutz, and for that you chayev Chorus. So what do we see? The Chur, we see the hegdish is chal upon this animal. Therefore, if you shecht it outside, you chayev Chorus. And the question is, V'yam, if you tell me like Ula learns, that Yish Kedilo Koni, stand for the fact that the owner was Miyayish after you stole it. That's not a kinyan, it doesn't make it yours. If so, Chorus Mayavidite. So the Hegdish is not chal on a stolen animal, you can't be Makdashit. So I'm sorry, why is there a Chiyav Chorus if you shecht it outside? It shouldn't have it in Shchut Echutz. So my answer is, Amar Shizbi, Chorus Midivrein. According to what you have to learn here, it's only Midirabonin, because Midirabonin we said Hegdish is chal, and Midirabonin is Chayav Chorus. So this the Gemara says back, they left at him. What kind of answer is that? Chorus and the Vrayim Ika. Is there a Chiv Chorus on a Din the Rabbanon? Like in the Rabbanon, you don't have a Chiv Chorus? How could it be a Chiv Chorus over here? So Gemara answers, Omele Rabbah said back to him, Gavra Rabbah Omen Osef. If an important person says something, don't laugh at him. That's the first thing. Never laugh back. Is what's the pshat? I'll tell you, Chorus, what he meant to say is Shaidei Divrayim Bosaloi. Just means to say that because of a din midrabbanan of Hefka Bez Nefka, that's why there is Chorus na midiraisa. Which meant to say is Okmu Rabbanan Brishusai Kehechid Lachayiv Allah. Midrabbanan is always a cloud of Hefka Bez and Hefka. So true. You first stole this shor. If you steal something, really it doesn't belong to you yet, even if the owner was Miyayish. And Hegdish should not be chal. But the Rabbanan say, Hefka Bez and Hefka, the Rabbanan took it away from the real owner and gave it to you, that your Hegdish should be chal. What is it chal for? So that Rashi says, that's when Mishnah says, B'dieved, Yemechaper, it's chal because of this. And secondly, So therefore, as Hefka Bez and Hefka, the Rabbanan put it into his Rishus, and therefore now, Lamais, it's his Korban, both for Kapor, like the Mishnah says, and he also be shechted outside, he'll be chayef Korus. So I'll ask a question like this. Omar Rova, Ho Vadei Komi Boili. This for sure I have a question. Tiyakmu Rabbonim Rishusai. When the Rabbonim says it belongs to him, Mishas Geneva, did the Rabbonim say it belongs to you now at the time when you stole it? Or Mishas Hegdesha? No, because we're going, really it shouldn't belong to you. Because even though the owner was Miyayish, so what? Yish Bechti is not Koina. Only because you were Matashit. So maybe the Rabbonim only said it belongs to you after you Hegdesh. If the Shas Hegdish from then on. So Mora says, Lamai Nafkamina, what would be the difference over here? The Mora says, Nafkamina would be, the Gizus save all the sale, for the Gizus and for the Vlodis. My, what's the Locha? So Mora says, Hodama Rava, then Rava said, Mistar with the snow, the Gizus and Vlodis means, who gets the shearing off of the wool of the animal gave birth before you matish it? Like you stole it, and then for the 2 months later, you are matish it. So who gets the wool or the blood is in between? So my, what's the locha? Hold on my robe, then robe said like this. Mistar of the Svara should go is that Mishas Hegdesha, that you should get a Bishas Tamakdashit. That's when it first belongs to you, and not before. And the Svara is, Shlo Yechot and Iskar, that a Chot should not gain on the deal. Shlo Yechot and Iskar, we don't want you to gain on the deal. Therefore we said it doesn't belong to you until you first Makdashit. But before you makdish it, when you stole it, it still belongs to the original owner. Therefore, of course, he'll get any wool that comes off it, or he'll get the vlodis that are born. Mishnah said like this, Lohoya sekrikun b'Yehuda. The halacha, the more it comes out, the halacha of a sekrikun. A sekrikun are like goyim that grab away the property house of a Jew. So the special halachas we'll soon see. These halachas do not apply b'harugei mechamim. When Yehuda, when the goyim were fighting and killing the Jews, it did not apply these special halachas. We'll soon see what the halachas are. But meharugei hamechamim yelach, after the war stopped, then yesh loy sikrukin. Then it has the halacha sikrukin. So Rashi says, harugei hamechamim means mechamim titus. Shoyis ibu shalayim ubi Yehuda, the gemara porach maikamah. that when Titus was fighting Klai Yisrael, then it did not apply the special law of the Zekrikun. But after his times, then the law is applied. So Mor says, Ketzet, what's the law when it applies? Like this. If Zekrikun means said now a guy goes and grabs away a Jewish house from the owner. So now, and he puts it up for sale, he wants to sell it. So, lokach misikrikin, if another Jew comes and wants to buy it off this guy, and the guy says, okay, I'll give it to you half price, because the guy grabbed it, so he didn't have to get money for it. Then, v'chazav lokach mibalabayis, then he goes and asks the balabas, are you also agreed to sell it to me, the original owner? And he says, yes. So, lokach is mekhe bottle. Later, the mekhe still does not take place, it's still bottle. Rashi says, why? Because we say, because the second Jew, Meir, he was only afraid he did it. In Amri Yossi, says like this, I would rather see this house by the second person, then maybe I'll be able to get it back from him. But as long as it's by this guy, I can't touch it. So the owner doesn't really want to sell it. He just wants it to get away from the Sikrikun. So therefore the locher is, if you buy it, your sale is no good. The owner later has a right to complain and say, listen, still my house, nothing doing. What about though? Mibalabayis, at first the Jew went to the original owner and told him, listen, do you want to sell me your house? And he said, yes. And then you went to this guy and asked him, here's some money, sell me the house. Then the mechir is good. Since the owner first gave his consent here, then we say he really wants to sell it. Now, same type of halacha applies also by iksuba. That means a man, after he got married, he knows he has a chiyuv, he set aside property to pay his wife for the ksuba. If he ever has to give her ksuba, he set aside property right now for his wife for the ksuba. Now, a person wants to buy that property. So it depends, like this. Lokach minish. First you go to the husband and say, listen, I want to buy that property. And he says, okay. Because of lokach minisha, and then you go to the wife and ask, oh, listen, I know this property was set aside for your ksuba. Would you want to sell it to me? And if she says yes, mechre bottle, still that sale is no good. Again, because really maybe she does not want to sell it to you. She's only saying it because since the husband said yes, she doesn't want to start up with the husband. But really she herself would not want to sell it. What about the opposite way though? Minu isha, first you go to the wife and ask her, do you want to sell it to me? And she says yes. For chaz of lokach minish, and then you go to the husband and buy it off the husband, mechre kayim, then we say the mechre is kayim, the sale is good. And the same Matev Malacha like Sikrikun. Then we see she really means what she's saying. The Mar of Mishnah says though, Zul Mishnah Rishoina. This is the way that Tanoim said at the beginning. But Bezdin Shalachrayim, the next generation, the next Bezdin after them, the next set of Tanoim said no. Armul said like this, that Halakayach Misikrikun, whenever you buy the field off this Sikrikun, off this guy that grabbed it, you should know the Lacha is like this. Noisayim Labailam Ravi. Like the sale is Chal. And let's say, the marshal, the house really is a $400 house. And the guy grabbed it away from the Jew. Now when the guy sells it, let's say he sells it for $300. For him it's pure profit. So he sells it for $300. So lochri is, noisin lebailam revi means, one third of the money you paid. Let's say one third of 300 is 100. Which if we add up 100 and 300 is 400, so really it's one quarter. I guess one quarter from the outside and a third of the inside. So it gets to one third of what you paid the guy, you have to give now to the original owner. Because that's a swara. Like, why should the original owner lose out? Like, really, this house is really worth $400. Just the guy grabbed it away from you, so he's selling it for $300. So it's not fit that the new buyer should gain the extra $100. So that's what the takkanah is, the extra $100 you have to give back to the original owner. Amosai, when was this said though? Bizman shein biyod likach. Only if the original owner does not have enough money to buy the field off this guy. But let's say the original owner has enough money to buy the house, but he wants to buy it back from the guy first. Then the locker is, we have to give the original owner the right to buy it back from the guy because it's his property. He can't get it any other way. So therefore he's nicha to spend another $300 to get his house back. So of course he has first rights to it. But Rabbi Hoshev Bezdin Beninu, but Rabbi put a Bezdin upon this, and they put the psak like this. Shim Shosa Bifnei Sikrikun Shnei Masachodesh. Let's say after the guy took it for 12 months, the original owner did not come to buy it back, but it stayed in the hands of this guy for 12 months, then Kol HaKredim Likach Zocha. Whoever comes first to buy it off this guy, he has the right to keep it. Avodais in the bottom of V, but the first halacha still applies. that if you buy it cheap off the guy, so it's not the svara that the original owner should lose out. Therefore, 1/4, which we said is really 1/3 from the inside, that much you have to give back to the original owner. So Gemara sounds like this. Gemara thought the Mishnah says that b'shas harugei malch, b'shas they were killing the Jews, the Mitzias, he couldn't find this type of a case. It only started afterwards. So Gemara says it should be just the opposite. Hashtab ne'rugi al-mechoma. If you want to tell me when the Goyim were killing out the Jews, you don't have this case of Goyim taking away the houses. So after the fight stops and there's peace, then the Goyim do take away the houses. It doesn't make sense. Like if anything, to take away the houses when they're fighting. So Gemara says, Amr Rav Yudah Rav says like this. The Mishnah means, Loidona Bodin Sikrikun Komer. The Mishnah means to say, true, of course the Goyim grabbed away the houses. But Zalokha, the Mishnah did not apply at that time. And we'll soon see. The Yomar of Asivasi said like this. Gimel Gzeiras Gozor Gzerta. There were 3 Gzeiras the Romans made then. Kamaisa, the first Gzeira was when Titus and Russia came to fight to conquer Yerushalayim was, Kol Deloy Kotelik Delu. Whoever, any guy that does not kill a Jew, he himself will be killed. So the Mamish out to kill the Jews. So at that time we say that if the Sikrikun goes and takes your house, and like the Jew says, listen, don't kill me but keep my house, for sure the Jew means it. And the Jew then with all his might is giving away his house to the guy. So then you're allowed to buy the house right away off the guy, you don't have to come and ask the Jew. Because for sure the Jew means to give away the house completely. So at the end of the mission does not apply then. Mitzayasa, the second type of Gzeirah was called the Kotel, Laitzei Abozuzi. Whoever kills a Jew gets paid money for it. Not that you don't get killed if you don't, not that you get killed if you don't kill them, but just if you kill a Jew, the Romans will pay you. Pasraisa, the third Gzeirah was already just the opposite. Then they made peace already, then called the Kotel Ikdalu. If a guy goes and kills a Jew, he'll be killed for it. So from then on, Hilkach. Kamaisa Mitzayasa, during the first 2 Gzeiras when the Goyim had permission to kill the Jews, Kivun the Katli Agav Unsa Gomru Matna. Since the Jew knows that the guy could kill him, so when he gives away his house, he really means to give away the house. And therefore, whoever wants to buy the house later has the full right to buy it off the guy. But by the third Gzeira, when the Goyim cannot kill out the Jews anymore, Amri, then we said the Jew thinks like this. But idno lishkol, true, the guy now took away my house today. But I don't give up hope of getting it, I still want it back. I think lamocha tavon lebedina, tomorrow I'll take him to Bezdin. So therefore that's the lacha, the Mishnah Rishayna, that you can't go and buy the house off that guy, because it doesn't belong to him, it still belongs to the original Jew. So that's when these halachas apply, after they made sholem, that they at least can't kill out the Jews. Now the Gemara says, Omer Reb Yechanan. Yechanan says, My Yisiv, what's Pshan the Pasik, Ashra Yodim, is good to the person, Mefachatomid. That's always afraid. Rashi Yavol says he's always afraid if he's doing enough mitzvahs, or he has to be afraid that everything he does is doing right. Here Rashi says he has to be worried to make sure he makes the right decisions to see the future. You have to make the right decisions and you shouldn't harm yourself, like we'll soon see. But Umaksha Liboy, if somebody hardens his heart, Yipabaro will only fall for the bad. What does that mean? Akamsa, Bakamsa, because of the story of Kamsa and the other person, Bakamsa, Chorv Yushalayim, Yushalayim was destroyed. Atanagoylo, Tanagoloysa, because of a hen and a rooster, is Chorv Turmalka. The city Turmalka was destroyed. We'll see that story later on. And Ashkor, the Rismaka, like for a leather strap, Chorv Beter. The city Beter was killed. Now the Gemara explains the cases. Akamsa Bakamsa Chorv Yushalayim. What's the story? To who Garva, there was a person, Zerach Mekamsa. He had a friend called Kamsa. Obal Devove, and his enemy, was Barkamsa, called Barkamsa. So once happened that Ovid Sudasa, this man, this rich man, made a big Suda. Omel El Shemayis, he told his servant, Zil Isolay Kamsa, go invite my friend Kamsa to my Suda. Also, so he went, Isolay Barkamsa. By mistake, he invited the enemy, Barkamsa. Also, so Bakamsa got the invitation. He thought, no, maybe this person began to like me, he's doing tshuva, so I'll go to his suda. Ashkichay de Yosef. So when the Balabas came in, he found that his enemy, Bakamsa, was sitting there. Omale said to him, Michti, who gavra bal devava to gavra who? Like, you're my enemy. My boyasacha, what are you doing by my suda, by my simcha? Come, get up, talk and leave. That's what this man told Bakamsa. Omalei, so Bakamsa said back to him, listen, Hoyol v'yasoy, since I came already, Shafkan, leave me alone, let me stay. V'yihidnu l'cho d'mei ma'ad yachil nevashasina. And I'll pay you the money for the food that I'm going to eat and that I'm going to drink, but at least let me stay. I came ready. You're embarrassing me to throw me out. Omalei, the man